Братья и сестры, силу наших врагов.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Give us the tools, and we will finish the job.
We present Miles Davenant as Jack Standish, the British Lion, in Standish and Deliver, the story of one man's battle to protect the people, the values, and above all, the territory of the British Empire. Episode 2, Destination Danger. Jack Standish and the beautiful Miss Sabrina Touchstone are trapped aboard an aircraft, which is being remotely controlled by an unknown enemy.
Jack! Where is this pilotless radio control plane taking us?
Well, Miss Touchstone, from the look of those unscalable mountains ahead, I'd say we're flying over Nepal in a direct course for the Himalayas.
By a direct course, you mean?
Yes, a crash course.
You are correct, Jack Standish, you imperialist aardvark. You're headed straight to your destruction.
Jack, the radio.
Yes, I recognize the slavering tones of that arch-Bolshevik mountebank of evil, Count Borislav Petrovich Smirkov. Smirkov, how many times do I have to kill you?
No, Jack Standish. How many times do I have to kill you?
No, Count Smirkov, how many times do I have
Boys,
to...
Boys, please! We have more important things to worry about.
Yes, Standish, you capitalist cuttlefish. I am in control of your plane and I intend to smash it right into that mountain directly ahead of you.
I take it you're observing us from that impenetrable citadel perched on that peak 30 degrees to the west of us.
Of course, Standish, you bourgeois bedbug. I would not miss this for the world. And to make the moment even sweeter, I am in possession of the stolen Lobsang mandible plans.
That's Houseman Gillespie.
I believe that is what I said. Soon, I will fly to Moscow in stolen rocket plane to sell plans to my masters, the secret circle of communist commissars.
You Marxist fiend, there's a woman aboard this plane. Surely you won't harm her.
Sadly, the delectable Miss Sabrine Touchstone must share your fate, Standish. Farewell.
Well, that's a bit thick, I must say.
Jack, what are we going to do? The mountain is dead ahead.
No need to worry your pretty little head, Miss Touchstone. I have a plan.
Of course you have. But what is it?
First, I tear the cover off these seats. Next, you sew them together into a parachute, using the handy sewing kits that all you women carry around with you.
Yes, I have it here.
Now, while you get to work on that, I'll rip out the seatbelts and make them into a harness. Now we fasten it all together, and hey presto, a crude but effective parachute.
But, Jack, there's only one parachute.
Right. Well, I'll strap it on. Now, you wrap your arms around me and press yourself tightly against my manly chest.
If you insist, Jack.
Now, I'll kick open the door. And out we go! There. We're done, Miss Touchstone. Miss Touchstone? Oh, here, let me dig you out of that snowdrift.
Oh, thanks, Jack. It's my own fault for letting go of you to adjust my stockings on the way down.
Quite understandable. A lady wants to look her best when arriving in a new place. Let's head for that cave up there. I suspect it's a secret entrance to Smirkov's impregnable mountaintop citadel.
I think you're right, Jack. At least if that sign that says secret citadel entrance is anything to go by.
Right, and not far to go now.
Sorry to be so slow. I don't have my hiking stilettos on. Wait. What's that coming out of the cave?
8 foot tall, covered in white fur with huge, threatening claws.
Why? It must be the abominable snowman.
That communist cursed Smirkov has trained it to act as his guard dogs. Never fear, I'll take care of the beast.
Are you going to use kung fu? Taekwondo, jiu-jitsu?
We are not ordering food at a Chinese restaurant, Miss Touchstone. No, good old-fashioned British fisticuffs will settle that brute. Take that, you hairy monstrosity.
Jack, be careful.
The bit nice for that, I'm afraid. And he's got me in a chokehold.
Leave this to me, Jack. There, that sent him packing.
There, you've routed him all right. What was that you sprayed at him? Mustard gas?
No, it's that ghastly cheap perfume Lord Overcroft gave me as my bonus. Smells like it came from Woolworths.
Well, here we are in the cave.
That tunnel ahead stretches off into total darkness.
Not to worry. I'll rip some roots and tubers out of the ground, bind them together, douse them in some 20-year-old Glenlivet single malt from me hip flask.
Jack?
Now, all I need is a spark to light this makeshift torch. I'll just strike these rocks together to make a spark.
Jack?
Oh, it's trickier than you'd suppose.
Jack, there's a light switch here on the wall, see?
Oh, well, I suppose that is simpler. Damn fool waste of good whiskey.
This tunnel certainly goes a long way, Jack.
Not for you two, it doesn't.
Oh, that voice.
Yes, it's Count Smirkov.
Jack, a steel wall has slammed down in front of us.
And another one just slammed down behind us.
Yes, Standish. Did you really think you could enter my back passage unmolested?
I can't say I've ever thought about it in those terms.
Jack, there's gas pouring in from those tubes on the wall.
Poison gas! Smirkov, you Stalinist snake!
Well, Jack, you certainly know how to show a girl a good time.
Jack Standish, the British Lion, is a Quantum Fridge production, written, produced, and directed by Bob Harris and Alan McFadgen, with John Mitchell as Jack Standish, Pam Robertson as Miss Sabrina Touchstone, and Roddy Snedden as Count Borislav Smirkov, with Robert Broussard as Nobby Clark. This episode was recorded with the Quantum Fridge Mobile Studio. Tune in next time for episode 3, No Stranger to Danger.